Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Laura Bennett here, back with another daily dose of soft encouragement for all those heavy days you might be facing. Ever feel like life is throwing you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You're not alone, and trust me, sometimes the toughest opponent we face isn't on some scoreboard, it's the critic inside our own heads. That inner voice that can be so harsh, so judgmental, especially when things get tough. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Self-compassion. Think of self-compassion as a warm hug for your soul on those days when you're feeling down, overwhelmed, or even just plain human. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a dear friend going through a rough patch. It's not about letting yourself off the hook or making excuses, it's about recognizing your struggles, acknowledging your feelings, and offering yourself support instead of criticism. Here's the thing, self-compassion isn't some fluffy feel-good concept. It's scientifically proven to be a superpower. Studies show that people who practice self-compassion are better equipped to handle stress, bounce back from setbacks, build stronger relationships, and even achieve their goals. Seriously, it's like having an inner GPS that guides you towards happiness and resilience. So how do we cultivate this magical thing called self-compassion? It's a practice, a journey, not a destination. But here are five key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your pain. First things first, recognize that your feelings are valid. It's okay to feel sad, angry, frustrated, or even just plain blah. Don't try to suppress or ignore those emotions. Allow yourself to feel them fully without judgment. You know that feeling when you try to force something down and it just comes back stronger? Yeah, avoid that. 2. Treat yourself with kindness. Imagine a friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them for their mistakes, tell them they're not good enough, or pile on the pressure? Nope. You'd offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even a warm cup of tea. So why wouldn't you extend that same kindness to yourself? Remember, be your own best friend, the one who cheers you on, believes in you, and picks you up when you fall. 3. Practice mindfulness. It's all about being present in the moment, without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings as they arise, like clouds passing by in the sky. Don't get caught up in labeling them as good or bad, just observe them with curiosity and acceptance. This can help you create a sense of calm and clarity amidst the chaos. 4. Remind yourself you're not alone. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, and we all face challenges. Remember that everyone is on their own journey, struggling in their own way. Comparing yourself to others only breeds negativity. Focus on your own path and celebrate your unique strengths. 5. Seek support when you need it. Sometimes, even the most resilient among us need a helping hand. Don't be afraid to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or professionals for support. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Let me share a quick story with you. It always resonates when I talk about self-compassion. Imagine this. You're learning a new skill, like playing the guitar. And in the beginning, everything feels clumsy, awkward, and frustrating. You might even hit those bum notes that make your ears cringe. Now, imagine that inner voice saying, you're so bad at this. Give up. That's not self-compassion, it's just plain mean. Instead, what if you said to yourself, hey, I'm just starting out. It takes time and practice. I'll keep trying and celebrate every small victory along the way. That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to learn, grow, and become more resilient without getting bogged down by negativity. Remember, you're doing your best with what you have right now, and that's enough. So, here's your call to action. Today, practice a little extra kindness towards yourself. Recognize those struggles, acknowledge your feelings, and offer yourself a warm hug of encouragement. You deserve it, my friend. And remember, I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of soft encouragement for all those heavy days you might be facing. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.